The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome. This is the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Your host, Joey, the Italian Stallion Murray, joined as always by Russ, the birthday boy Morgan.
Hey, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Dude, thank you.
I saw some more gray hairs pop up. I knew it was about time.
It's keeping up with your crappy self, man. Why are you busting on me? Why are you going after me today? Not everybody can have the Italian Stallion black mane.
I mean, I'm sorry. You're right. This is a special day. We should celebrate.
Thank you.
Do you have any ideas on how we could do that?
Man.
Besides the strawberry cake. I know you love the strawberry cake.
I got a couple ideas here. I'm thinking through some ideas. No, actually, be honest with you, Joey, and our guest today was gracious with his time. We had John Lee Dumas. If you don't know John Lee, he runs a podcast called Entrepreneurs on Fire. He's interviewed like 2,500 entrepreneurs in his time of podcasting and has been featured on many, many different kind of publications. He actually gave us some super cool stuff. And as a part of this, like instead of receiving presents this year, Joey, I wanted to give a present for my birthday.
Man, that's a stand-up guy. I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, you're going to split half of it.
Oh, okay. You just told me that I'm giving for your birthday.
That's right.
Okay.
So as you listen to the podcast, there's going to be a call to action in there for something for you to do. But as exchange for that, we're going to give you a gift, and it's going to be a $40 gift.
That's right.
That's actually more money I'd spend on any family member during Christmas.
That's not even in your budget.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't. I make sure Megan keeps $25 or under per family member. I mean, the fact that her sister has 11 kids, I've got to keep it low.
Let's be real.
Otherwise, it's just like from somebody else's hand to the store. I mean, I don't even have a chance. So we're giving away a pretty valuable thing today. So I'm excited for you to listen to this podcast. What are they going to get out of, Joy?
Okay, so if you are sitting there and you know you have value to bring to this world, you just can't quite put your finger on it, this show's for you.
Well, I think about somebody like me who has so many ideas that has struggles to narrow down on just doing one of them, not just getting the shiny object syndrome and chasing after another one before I've implemented the first.
Yep, finish. You've got to finish, Russ.
I thought what he talked about today was very focused. That helped me with that, for sure.
No doubt. Yeah, you're going to get very practical, step-by-step takeaways to know what your big idea is that you can then bring value to this world. And the reason why I love this is it's exactly in line with financial freedom, right? You have to take control. If you're going to be in the nosebleeds, just watching others perform, you're not going to take action. You got to get on the field. You've got to do something. And this is one of those things that you can practically walk away from this show and start walking down a path.
Dude, did you just give a sports reference?
I mean, write that down. That's like a unicorn, right? That I actually mentioned that.
Dude, 100 unicorns. Don't be trying to throw that 100 unicorn stuff in here. Real quickly, though, because everybody's wondering, how's 100unicorns.com doing?
Well, let's just say this. If you want something totally terrible to happen to your business, allow me to step in and buy it first, okay? Because as soon as you buy a drop shipping business that gets all their products from China, there very well may be a problem getting products to America.
Oh my goodness. I didn't think about that. You got the coronavirus.
Yeah, at least 25 of the unicorns are down right now out of the 100. Okay.
Oh,
no, man. But hey, listen, there's hope. I've got a virtual assistant in place.
Yeah.
I've got a coach.
Yeah.
They're walking me through how to make sure my inventory is up while we've got some downtime.
Yeah.
Admittedly. We're not working on marketing because we want to make sure we don't send stuff that, it doesn't exist.
You don't want to sell stuff that doesn't exist.
Exactly. But we're getting our inventory
in
place.
Your business is unicorns, though.
Well, it's magical. Exactly. But point being, I have really, really high hopes. Once we can get beyond this, we can turn on the marketing engine. This thing is going to be fantastic business.
Well, I am glad that you had a big idea, even though it didn't work, as John Lee talked about on this episode. He says not all big ideas will become major revenue producing. But here's the thing, is you will follow the process he gives you in this interview. You will get there faster to either it being an excellent success or it catching on fire in your floor as the 100unicorns.com is doing right now at Tony's house.
Do not put that on me. Do not.
Anyway, without further ado, let's jump into our interview with JLD. Stallion, I love it when we get to hear what people would be doing if they got to financial freedom. The last one that I got to read, somebody said, I would be driving and picking up my kid every day from school. That motivates me.
That is why you need to be a part of the community that is seeking financial freedom. Go to community.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. You can join for free today. All right, welcome into the show. We have the distinct pleasure of John Lee Dumas in the house. JLD, thank you for being on, bro.
Yo, I'm fired up to be here. Wealth Without Wall Street. I love the concept because I hate Wall Street. Let's do this.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you've been excellent at. You've spent a lot of time interviewing entrepreneurs, over 1,000, if I'm to be accurate in that.
2,500.
Yeah. See, I knew
just a hair above that.
Just a little more, right? Typically, though, when you're dealing with entrepreneurs, you're in two camps. You're dealing with people who got way too many ideas, is which camp I tend to fall in.
The Russ Morgan camp.
Or you're falling into the Stallion's camp over here where he's trying to figure out what his idea is.
Exactly.
So help us understand through your time of interviewing entrepreneurs how they were able to define what their big idea was so that they could go after it.
Let me just break down some of the three key things that I found with successful entrepreneurs that will lead me into your direct question.
All right.
Like number one, successful entrepreneurs, they are productive people. And by productive, I mean they are producing the right content, not just any content. You see a lot of people producing content. They're not producing the right content. Number two, they're disciplined. They have plans of action. And they are a disciple of following that plan of action. And then number three, which gets into your direct question, they're focused. They're following one course until success. They're not following 50 courses or zero courses. They're following one course until success. And that's where my concept for the big idea came from, is I realized that, man, people either coming to me and they're like, they're saying, John, I have so many things, so many irons in the fire. I'm just juggling all these balls and they're all great balls, but I just can't figure out which one. You know, I'm dropping all of them. And I'm just like, you have way too many things going on. And you're going, what I like to say, 1 mile wide and 1 inch deep with all these different ideas. And you're shocked that you're making just a little impression. Whereas on the flip side, the right people who are focusing, following one course until success, they're going 1 inch wide and 1 mile deep into that one topic and they're winning. So how do you get to that one big idea that you can just say, I love it, I'm passionate about it, let's do this? You have to go after your zone of fire. So I won't dive too deep into the actual specifics of it until you guys want to lead me there, if you do, but that's the process of the big idea, is figuring out that zone of fire and going all in.
Well, and I think what's interesting, we know from our community that people have value that they want to bring to the world, but I think to have some help in identifying, like you're talking about, zone of fire. Now, I'm not going to even pretend to know what that is. So I'm going to need you to break that down a little bit. So when you say zone of fire, give us a couple examples or something that we can kind of sink our teeth into?
So here's like part of the process of coming up with your big idea. A lot of people are either going to do one or the other of these two things I'm about to explain, and they're going to come up short for reasons that I'll also get into. The trick is you've got to find that zone of fire in the middle where these things are combining. So, you know, if you're picturing a piece of paper, on the left-hand side, you're going to have 5 minutes to write down all of the passions, all of the excitement, all of the curiosities you have in this world. You're going to write all these things down. Like, just be really honest about that. And then on the right-hand side, after 5 minutes, you're going to write the word expertise, and you're going to write down all the skills you've acquired. What are you good at? Things that you can bring value to in the world. Now, the problem is a lot of people would then just go and, like, you know, pick something from the area that they're curious or excited about and just go do that thing, but they're missing something. There's no value there, potentially. There's potentially no knowledge that they're passing along. Just because you love something doesn't mean that A, the world wants it, or B, the world's going to find it valuable. But on the right-hand side, a lot of people are going to pick something from the expertise column, and they're going to say, okay, well, I know this, I'm going to do this, but then guess what? They burn out after a month or 6 months or 2 years because they don't have any curiosities or passions or excitement in that thing. So you've got to find where's the overlap. So you have these two lists of things on the left and the right-hand side. You need to start drawing lines between the two, connecting them and saying, hey, where do my skills and curiosities overlap with my, or I should say, where does my excitement and curiosities and passions overlap with my skills and my knowledge and my expertise? Like, where's that overlap happening? That overlap, that commingling is that zone of fire. So now you're both excited about a topic. You have curiosity about a topic, but it's also something that you can add value to this world in. And that's going to be where you have your big idea now. Now let me go forth and conquer. Let me find people that are successful doing something similar, and I can model what's working for them. You know, let me go find people in this world who have struggles that my big idea is going to be a solution for. And let me go talk to those people and really flesh out what would it look like to have a real solution to a real problem that you're having right now. And what would you do if I created that? Would you pay for it? And how much? And have these real conversations. That's the process of getting to your one single big idea that you're able to focus on, follow one course to success. And guess what, guys? The beautiful thing is about this is it might flop, it might fail, but because you're focusing on it, you'll find that out quickly and soon. You're not stringing it along for years just being like, well, I'm not really putting much focus or energy into it. That's probably why it's not working. Maybe it's not working because it's a bad idea or it's just not going to have any traction in this real world. I've done a lot of things that have had no traction in this real world, even after I developed, you know, influencer status and a big following and, you know, a multi-million dollar annual business and all these different things. I still launch things all the time that fail, but I focus on those launches. And so they either fail in a ball of flames and I just push them off to the side, let them burn, you know, to a crisp on their own and try something different, or they succeed and I find that out quickly. And then I go all in and pour some more igniter fluid on it.
So they're on fire either way.
There's right? fire there. Anyway. I mean, you are in EO Fire Studios right now. So I don't know what the heck you guys expected.
That's right. No, this is awesome. But by the way, John, I have done that exact exercise you talked about, Joey. And as you might imagine, Joey, my left side was full of items. There was plenty of things I was passionate about. The problem is on the right side where it went through skills and expertise, it was not a ton that I could put down there.
Yeah, I know when you asked me about that side, I came up with not a whole lot of ideas, just be honest.
No, all right. Well, John, so here's a key, though, is prioritizing. Finding those things that you can put together, as you mentioned, fuse together, and then go after it. All right, so let's talk about going after it. Because if I'm going to go after something, there's probably some other things I'm going to have to apply to it. What do you see that helps me actually take that idea and put money in my pocket?
So now that you have that idea, now you've got to go find ideal clients for this idea. You're going to go find an avatar. You're going to go find people that have real struggles that your idea is going to be the solution for. Now, like, where are a couple places you could do this? Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups. There are thousands and thousands of free groups on every single topic in the world that you can imagine. They're having conversations right now. They're complaining about things. They're bragging about things. They're asking questions. They're asking for support and guidance. You join these communities And again, you're trying to focus, so you're going to join two or three of these communities that you've kind of lurked in and you've seen that they're active. And then for 30 days, you're going to do this. You're going to, for 5 minutes, 5 minutes only, you're going to log into that group every single morning for 30 days, and you're going to do four things. You're going to ask a question, a genuine question that you have about this topic. You're going to answer somebody's question. You're going to give one piece of support to somebody, and you're going to give one piece of guidance to somebody. And then you're going to get off out of that group, and you're going to go on with your day. But you're going to do that for 30 days in a row, and you're going to keep going back and seeing the responses to your questions and seeing the people grateful for your guidance and your support. And you're going to continue to build like a snowball over these 30 days, having these amazing interactions and doing all these things. And by the end of those 30 days, you will have amassed so much knowledge about what your ideal clients struggle with, have obstacles in, have challenges with. And then you're going to be able to decide and choose, hey, what is the solution I'm going to create and offer to them in the form of a product or a service, coaching or a mastermind, whatever that might be, to put money in your pocket.
So isn't that the greatest way to do it? I mean, business used to be done where people would create a product and try to go out and market it. But now what you're saying is, no, I'm going to go into an area once I've identified the people that I would like to serve, and then find out what is it that they want.
And I even took it a step further. When I got that answer, I said, okay, but the product that I know they want is a physical product. It's an actual journal. It's going to cost me money to produce, to ship, to store, blah, blah, blah. So I went the crowdfunding route. I said, okay, you guys told me you wanted this. You told me that this journal, and I'll give a little backup story here. People were telling me that they were struggling accomplishing goals. So I said, what if I created a journal called the Freedom Journal that would help you set and accomplish your number one goal in 100 days? People said, that sounds awesome. I'd keep it by my bedstand. I would do it every morning and every night. I would buy one for my friends and my family. I said, prove it. Here's a link. I started a Kickstarter campaign. Nice. Pledge to it. Put your money where your mouth is. And let's see what happens. Now, I had done all that prior research to make sure that I did have a real solution that people needed. And was there proof of concept? Well, after 33 days, the Freedom Journal had generated $453,000, $39 journal, became the sixth most funded publishing campaign of all time. So I said, thank you, Kickstarter. I'll take all of that money, which I did. And then I invested it into producing those journals. And that was 4 years ago. And I produced the journals, distributed them, people loved them, and it was in their pockets. And I was guaranteed money from day one because I hadn't spent a dollar. I had just said, let's prove this concept via a crowdfunding campaign to make sure that people are actually going to put their money where their mouth is. And since then, we've generated over $1 million in sales from these journals. I've done now a total of 4 journals because I keep proving the concept every time. And I just keep making it happen. Rinse and repeat.
Dude, I love it. Joey, I have an idea.
Yes.
I'm shocked by this.
All right. So here's the deal. I want you right now, you're listening to this podcast. I want you to go rate and review this specific podcast with JLD on it. I want you to take a picture of that screenshot, email it to info@wealthwithoutwallstreet, and we're going to give you a
Freedom Journal.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're about to do that.
Brilliant.
We're about to do that.
That is really smart.
We're going to have to put a limit to some of this. What's our number, Joey? I'm going to put the power on you.
Yeah,
you
said get some scarcity.
1,000, right?
Get some scarcity, get some urgency in there.
How many are we going to give away here?
Let's say 50. Away, the first 50.
50.
We got it.
All right. I got 50.
50.
I got 50.
Dude, and let me just tell for the listeners that are listening right now, if you're thinking about it, hurry up because only the first 50 are going to get this. And this is the journal, the Freedom Journal, that will help you set a SMART goal, which is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. And then we'll guide you step by step in accomplishing this goal in 100 days. This journal has sold tens of thousands of copies, over $1 million in gross sales. It's a winner.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do too is that we're going to have, go ahead and set up a page, WealthWithoutWallstreet/JLD. Boom. And what we're going to do, in case you're not one of those 50, we'll end up selling it. I'm sure we'll figure out a way to make money off that deal too.
You should.
But hey, and you can also on that link, okay, WealthWithoutWallstreet.com/JLD, we're going to put a link to the Big Idea course that you have.
Which is free.
Right? It's free. But this is something, as we talk about week in, week out, JLD, that we're empowering people to take control of their finances, to pick a path, and to get there as fast as possible. And what I love about the Freedom Journal, what I love about Big Ideas, is that this is right in line. This is people taking control. This is people who have a plan, who are disciplined, and then they can take that path. And you've helped us today to identify that sometimes that path is just, we're going to prove it out before we step all in, which I think is just wisdom. I mean, you're just bringing wisdom to the whole process. So, man, thank you. Thank you for doing that. And man, I'm prayerful that our listeners are getting so much value out of this as we are.
I love it.
All right, brother. I know your time is valuable. We're running out of time. One quick success story that you could share with our audience, an entrepreneur who took a big idea, applied it maybe through a Freedom Journal, and is crushing it right now, that they could just use as an example.
So I throw a very small, high-level mastermind here in Puerto Rico every year. I call it Puerto Palooza because it's an awesome name and it's fun. And one of my attendees was a guy that was a door-to-door water salesman. And you know what? He was great at what he did. But of course, I don't want to say of course, but you know, he didn't like having to wake up every morning, go knock on 1,000 doors and try to convince people to buy a water system. So he wanted to turn that into a business. And so through the process of the mastermind, we worked through what his real big idea and great skill set was. And that for him, it was that he could meet somebody, which he had to do with his job, which he was really good at, and quickly build rapport and build a connection and build a relationship and then build a longer term networking connection. Because you don't always make that sale on the first knock. True. You know, I got to talk to my significant other, or it's not the right time now, blah, blah, blah. But if you can remain top of mind for when it is the right time, you'll make a lot of sales in perpetuity. And so this guy turned his big idea into a company called Build Your Network, and has since spoken on keynote stages about networking, has a mastermind about networking, has a course on it, has a podcast on it. He's rocking it. He's a success story.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, JLD, it's all about relationships and networking, no doubt. Joey and I met you a couple of years ago in Philly. Got to spend a little time with you in Orlando last year. Looking forward to time in Dallas this year.
Going back to the roots. That's where a podcast movement was first held.
Yeah, that's what we heard, man. Well, dude, we know you got things to do. We appreciate your time. Thank you for dropping some bombs with us today.
Take care, guys.
Okay, I've listened to at least 5 podcasts. I'm now an expert in the infinite banking process. Maybe not, but yet I would love to talk to somebody about it. How can they do it, Joey?
It's as simple as going to freecall.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. You can sign up for a short 15-minute call to see if this is a fit for you. You can work with one of our coaches to financial freedom.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.